I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. The head of the United Nations says U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal to move all Palestinians out of the Gaza Strip would be ethnic cleansing. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
At a meeting of the General Assembly Committee supporting Palestinian rights, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said,
"It is vital to stay true to the bedrock of international law. It is essential to avoid any form of ethnic cleansing."
He did not mention President Trump. Just earlier, UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric was asked if the Secretary General believes Trump's plan for the US to clean out and take over Gaza is ethnic cleansing. He replied,
"Any forced displacement of people is tantamount to ethnic cleansing.
Guterres stressed that any lasting peace will require an end to Israeli occupation of Gaza, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem, and progress towards a two-state solution. I'm Karen Chamas.
A U.S. judge on Thursday temporarily blocked the Trump administration's proposal to federal workers until at least Monday, giving an initial win to labor unions who have sued to stop it. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Federal workers are under pressure from the Trump administration to leave their jobs in an unprecedented drive to overhaul the government. Workers had faced a midnight deadline to make their decision. The offer promises to pay employees' salaries until October, but that may not be ironclad. Current spending laws expire on March 14th, and there is no guarantee that salaries will be funded beyond that point. Many Democrats and labor unions said the offer is not trustworthy.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener.